Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Welcome to today's Technology Lab. I'm host Randy Johnston with my co-host Brian Tankersley. Now, at times we go off and look for applications that we think you might not have heard of, because we think there's a need and we're looking to fulfill that. And today's session is on one of those types of utilities. This one is called NetTracker, spelled with two T's. Now, Brian and I believe that this has a purpose in your practices. And Brian, what would you like our listeners to know about in terms of what this tool could do for them?
Well, this tool is, you know, this tool is a tool you can use to automate your recurring journal entries in your client accounting system, in your client accounting books. So your prepaids, your accruals, your accretions, your depreciation, those kinds of things. So this tool will help you automate those simple recurring entries. And so what it really does is it gives you a way to, you know, without having to do it in Excel and then make manual journals or recurring journals or whatever in the software, you could instead go through and make these in this integrated app, and then it will post those to QuickBooks Online or Xero in here. It will also go through and help you with the workflow of setting up new fixed asset items. They will do the book depreciation in here. You can import the existing list of fixed assets in with Excel. You can also export out with Excel. So if you decide you want to keep up with you want to do the tax work associated with these particular clients in the tax software, then you can certainly do that directly in there by exporting the assets to Excel and going through that.
You know, as you were going through that, I was actually going to pile on the pre-accounting, prepayment and accrual stuff. But since you went down fixed assets so far, you know, some of the things that were so fascinating inside this was, you know, the ability to create unlimited depreciation rules for like Section 179 and double claim balance and all that. And for our listeners, Brian, and you may not remember this about me, I've actually written the fixed asset system myself. So it's one of the applications over time that I'd written. But the main thing here at this level of product, being able to do unlimited asset groups and automate additions into the asset registers and automating the depreciation calculations and setting salvage values and so forth, they've got a pretty good set of, you know, fixed asset capabilities, including an unlimited number of assets, unlimited users, and having multiple companies and asset registers. Now, you and I both had some concerns about the product because it is a UK-based product. And, you know, sometimes foreign software developers don't understand the oddities of the US systems in certain areas. And we were concerned about that from a fixed asset perspective. Do you have things that you might want to call out here?
The thing I would say here is that when I look at this, I see the ability in the application to go in and create any kind of depreciation you need to do. So you could certainly go through and do double declining balance with the mid-quarter convention, which is basically what Makers is. The thing I don't see here is any kind of output to a tax format or any kind of output to a report that is named something related to U.S. tax. So I'm not sure that this is going to be a direct replacement for somebody that wants to get rid of a Sage Fixed Assets or something like that, you know, where you're trying to do both book and tax on an authoritative basis inside the application. I think it is going to be very helpful, though, as far as if in client accounting services, being able to automate the workflow process for capturing that we bought a new fixed asset and then going through and getting that asset set up for book depreciation and then having those book depreciation things happen every month. Similarly, it also lets you do in very good detail the accretion of prepaids and the accretion, you know, the amortization and depreciation you need to do of just about any kind of prepaid asset or accrued liability.
In that case, Brian, that's where I was kind of at this, because, you know, the tool itself says that you can change depreciation method and so forth. Well, yeah, that has some limitations as I'd see it. But the monthly journals for depreciations, the disposal routine, and the ability to reverse disposals, delete assets and kit things were all important. And it also was tied into the classes of QBO. So that was another benefit. Further, they have detection mechanisms for changing accounting transactions. So again, there's lots of things that I think can automate your capabilities inside here. So I don't, is there more to say on the fixed asset side? Because I'd like to actually turn to the prepayment and accruals.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it looks like a very interesting tool. It can do, you know, again, it can do things in detail, or you can do them in summary or in detail. And so it gives you the option of posting things the way you want to post them.
You're the one that pointed this out, is how it really makes light work of balance sheet reconciliations.
I mean, what it really does is it lets you time shift the journal entries, the recurring journal entries for prepaids and depreciation and accretion of liabilities and things like that.
Handling those prepaid expenses and deferred income and accrued expenses and income, you can basically handle those separately. And I thought it was interesting that you can batch entries together as well. So, you know, if you've got another system that you're coming from, that would actually work out okay. The other few items that I'll just call out, and then we can let you maybe roll in some other areas, but the product is designed with not a lot of limits, no limit on the number of groups, no limit on the number of items that can be adjusted, and so on and so forth. You'll find a lot of no limits throughout here. But the key here is automating a lot of this recurring monthly activity in your CAS practices is what this really seemed to do well. And easier correction and, you know, helping with your year-end process and so on. You know, I think they also have a fair bit of support capability as well.
Yeah, so they have, again, some YouTube guides. They have, again, you can file support tickets with them. Just to remind, they've also got some help things where you can integrate with QuickBooks Online and Xero. They say they integrate with Sage Cloud Accounting, which is, I think, the Sage One product that's now called just Sage Accounting. Again, I think you've got the resources you need to go through here. I don't see, you know, I see that they've got, again, the tools you need to figure this out. I don't see a program that has like a certificate out of here. So if you need something to hang on your wall, this may not be your product. But at the same time, it looks like they've got enough to help you configure this and use this again and automate a lot of the drudgery of client bookkeeping. You know, again, this takes those, a lot of that busy work we have to do around prepaids and accruals and fixed assets, and really gives us a way that we can really roll and slam and jam.
So, you know, the pricing, if you're interested in that, our friends and listeners, is basically priced in British pounds. And they price that at 15 British pounds. So the fact of the matter is that's close to a dollar in today's world. So, you know, 15 British pounds is about 18 US dollars today. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that's not a lot for the work that I think it can save you. So like Brian and I have pointed out with other utilities for client accounting services, anything that we spend a few dollars for that we believe can save time, and we think this tool can save you a significant amount of time, think about how much time you have to save for a $15 expenditure? And my answer to that is probably not a lot.
Yeah, and the great thing about it is that that $15 includes one company. As you scale up to a larger number of companies, when you go to 100 companies, it's now monthly $1.53 per company, or £153 a month. So it's going to be roughly $1.80 per company. So again, it's going to scale up pretty nicely. And again, it just, you know, we talk about your app stack, but again, if you have, you know, we've talked previously about tools that would integrate with Shopify, but if we've got the sales coming in on an automated basis through Shopify into your accounting software, and then you automate, you go through and you have payroll coming through on a fairly automated basis from a payroll application. And now we have the prepaids and accruals getting automated. You know, you're getting pretty close here to having real-time data to make management decisions off of here, as opposed to being, you know, batch after the fact, you know, 5 days after the end of the month accounting. And so again, the idea here is if you automate all these different workflows, you're really much closer to having real-time data without a whole lot of real-time manual work. And that's where a lot of our cash practices need to go. And so I like it from that perspective. You know, again, I think you're going to have to work out what your tax depreciation workflow is going to be on here, but I don't think that's going to be difficult. You can import assets, you can import things through Excel, you can export to Excel. I'm pretty sure that no matter which way you decide to go with that, you're going to be able to do an export of the information that's captured by your monthly workflow that you do in your client bookkeeping here.
And you just heard Brian refer to the stack. Remember that the stack is the selection of tools that you use with your platform. And since NetTracker can work with both QuickBooks Online, the guy who developed this was a pro advisor, or Xero or Sage Accounting, that means it can fit in a lot of different stacks. And, you know, as I think about the tools that we're recommending, many of these are focused around your productivity and your client's productivity. So expect us here in the Technology Lab to keep things cooking up on new ideas that you might not find another way. So Brian, final parting thoughts here on NetTracker.
I think this is a different category than we've talked about in the past in the Tech Lab. But I think this is one of those categories that we really need, that really has come of age. You know, we historically haven't had great integrations into the back end of general ledger software. So these tools couldn't really do a lot of the work. Now they can do the work. And so I'm pretty excited about this. You know, but again, not every solution is going to work for everybody. But I encourage you to try some of these out and see if they work for you. You know, we've got a lot of different solutions out there. And I think you need to pick stuff in your application stack that works for you and your people. I encourage you to try out 3 or 4 different applications and see which one rises to the top. Because there's just a lot of good software and a lot of good solutions out there. And there's enough good solutions out there that you really shouldn't be having these Rube Goldberg type workflows where you have to run 20 different applications just to do your day job. It just needs to be easier.
All right. Well, we'll keep things brewing for you here in the Technology Lab, and we look forward to having you in another session soon. All the best to you. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.